you're here. Fellowship's real, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, August 28th, 2019. Prayed up and ready to go, Marianne. How about you?
I think so.
Yes. Oh, exciting times. I don't know. I say that a lot, but...
Well, they are.
I think we live in these exciting times. I like Janet Parshall. I've mentioned her many times.
Yeah.
When she looks at all the chaos and sin and confusion and anger and different things that are going on, as she calls it, in the marketplace, She will generally say, but it's so exciting because we have the hope-filled message, the transformational message, the healing message, a message of hope, a message of love. And
yeah.
So she will always say, generally, it's exciting times we live in. And
it is
so
exciting. You know, that reminds me, do you remember, Mark, when Ruthie Counter from Parkland, the marketing person, she's a Christian, we were interviewing her, and she talked about that book, was it Factualizing or something? And this man had listed all the good things happening in the world that we just don't think about.
Because
we have all this bad news. So praise God for exciting times and good things.
Yeah. Yes, and they're going to happen today for five of you in the morning.
Oh, yeah,
and five of you in the evening.
Switching gears, you bet. Stay
with us throughout this program. There's going to be a special call-in giveaway.
Yay.
But don't call in now.
No,
we'll tell you when. But the first five callers, when we tell you it's time to call in, because some people start grabbing the phone right away.
Yeah, they'll get something special.
Yeah, we're going to have a special giveaway. It's a fun one.
Oh,
and
boy.
Especially during these warmer months, during the summer.
No, you're going to give it away. You're going to sit here and give it
and
away.
And I'm thinking the chairman of our board, John Jennings, who's been working super hard lately.
Was he going to call in?
No, but he loves this. He oftentimes almost has it every night.
Oh.
Yeah, so
you are giving
John
a lot
Jennings,
of
you're
hints.
Going to be want to be next to the phone in the next 15 or 20 minutes.
Well, aren't you and I pretty much the only people to know? Well, no. We have a couple other people that know about the giveaway, but not too many.
Here's what the giveaway
is.
No,
we're not going to give
it
away.
Listen.
You cannot give it away.
Do you think anyone's going to be able to guess?
Well, they might.
Oh, that'd be a tricky one. If somebody knew what I'm going to give away by this thing, other than the few that were at our meeting, the Prime Life Times meeting yesterday.
You're enjoying this.
Yeah, that's right. I'm baiting you all along, so stay with us for the next 20 or so minutes. Yeah, we did have a great meeting yesterday, our Prime Life Times team staff. And this is Wednesday, which means it's the Prime Life Times in review.
Yes, it is. So, and the new edition comes tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. So we have thousands of papers that will be arriving, the September edition, with all sorts of great new content and wonderful advertisers that make this paper possible. So if you're reading the Prime Life Times on a regular basis and you're saying, wow, I love this content. It's encouraging. It's positive. It's informational. Wow, these are really interesting events that are coming up, or you enjoy the cartoons or the puzzles or the games or just some of the interesting stories that are told. Well, there's a lot of advertisers that are helping make this paper possible. So if you stop in, say, one of the restaurants that's listed, one of the service providers, you utilize their service or their product, tell them that you saw them in the Prime Life Times,
because
it helps reinforce that they're making a good investment in this paper, and that you can be our voice saying thank you so much.
Yeah,
so
we're grateful to them and to everybody that's just passing it around. And
huge team effort. And then all these content contributors, Marianne, you personally thank them, but they write for us on a monthly basis and spend hours storytelling and putting it together. And then there's that whole process with our editorial team and our copy editors and our proofreaders. And
we ran out of the August paper.
you're fortunate, or blessed, I should say, if you picked up the August edition.
Yeah, because it's nowhere now.
I know the county market in Rantoul the other day said, hey, your stand's empty.
Yoder's called up and said theirs was empty.
So we're getting new papers tomorrow, so get yours while you can, and you can be insured one if you subscribe each and every month.
True.
It's $30, but that pays for 12 editions, one full year. And so whenever you start, you can count on that month's edition and then the future 11 more editions.
And we're not really making money off that.
No, we're actually almost losing money on that with the postage and such. But we want to get it into your hands. It can be mailed wherever you want it or to a friend. We have some people that have subscribed on behalf of their friend as a birthday gift, or they used to live in the this area, and the people think it'd be so fun for them to continue to read because they know some of the local authors or content contributors or some of the happenings. So, yeah, give us a call, 217-367-7777. Now, this isn't for the special gift. This is to subscribe. We'll have you call in a little later, but stay tuned in.
But
today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And this wonderful article that you're going to read, you submitted it under our Delicious Destinations.
Yes.
This is a fun one. I think people are going to enjoy this. Probably, I'd say, the preponderance. Most of our listeners have heard of Jarlings.
Heard of it, yeah, for sure.
There's one in Danville.
And another, I think there was three, if I'm not mistaken.
Three of them?
I'm not sure.
So where did your travels take you, Marianne?
They took me to Champaign.
Okay.
To Jarlings Custard Cup.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I will read it. If the sight of extraordinarily made ice cream, freshly frozen, being deposited in large holding bins would excite you, as it did me, you are in for a treat at the well-loved Jarlings Custard Cup. Jarlings is one of the most well-known places in Champaign-Urbana, both to the local community and to the University of Illinois students.
Now, this is just a little hint. I was going to stop you even earlier because John Jennings was already drooling over the first few sentences here because he loves ice cream. He has ice cream just about every single day.
That'd be fun. We should do something for him.
So
special.
The giveaway might have something to do with ice cream, but don't call yet. We'll tell you when.
My word. Okay. When I first arrived in Champaign some years ago, I kept hearing the name, Jarlings, here and there. And I remember the incredulous look on someone's face when I asked, "What's that?" The obvious answer, "You must be new to town." So when I decided that Delicious Destinations simply had to feature an ice cream place in the summer, I counted it a privilege to be given a tour and have a conversation with Jarlings managing owner, Tom Siegel. As we moved through the inventory room, filled with its variety of toppings, and into the ice cream room, delicious, fresh, cool scents filled the air. Huge pounds of fresh ice cream were coming out of the freezing machine and into containers. It was mesmerizing and wonderful.
I'm mesmerized by this photograph
here.
Oh, I know. Do you know what flavor that is?
Strawberry.
Strawberry, okay.
The franchise was originally opened 36 years ago by George and Helen Potter, but the day came when that franchise was up for sale, generating the now famous tweet from actor Tom Hanks. Champaign, Illinois! Exclamation mark. Jarlings Custard Cup for sale! Exclamation mark. The recipe alone is worth $$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$ May 7, 2016, and is now owned by members of the Siegel and Sholem families, along with former Illini and NFL football players Tony Pashos and Kirk Kittner, and former Illini head coaches Ron Turner and Bruce Weber.
Now, for our listeners, they're like, "Will I see them over there?"
Yeah, no.
Who knows?
I don't know that you will. Tom Siegel first came to Jarlings when he was attending the University of Illinois, and it became one of his favorites. Later, while pursuing his career as an entrepreneur and venture capitalist, he heard that the Jarlings were ready to sell the prized ice cream store.
Hmm.
And he is honored to be part of the new management and ownership team. You might see him.
Yeah.
Cindy, Tom's wife, is a retired pediatrics nurse, and she and the rest of the family rolled up their sleeves and pitched in, working long hours in the weeks leading up to and after the new opening. Cindy recalls learning to make the famous waffle baskets and working hours at it. Tom says that the success of the shop has rested on the fact that both locals and U of I students consider it a favorite. There are Best Of awards all around Jarlings, including Best Dessert in the Big Ten.
Hmm.
I enjoyed my afternoon sitting at the picnic tables in front as family celebrated the birthday of my daughter's mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law and I are also friends, so that's an added bonus.
Mm-hmm.
We had all sorts of flavors and sundaes on the table that day, and immense enjoyment.
Now, I wonder how many of our listeners right now are like, "I got to get over to Jarlings today or tomorrow or soon." Yep.
Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and lemon are the mainstay sellers, but there are weekly surprise flavors as well. Georgia Peach is high on my own list. Mm. Jarling's is known for its special cold fudge topping. Oh, my word, Mark, it's so good. Mm. It's also known for its freshly made waffle cones and baskets. The Thick Snowstorm is a big favorite. There are also old-fashioned sodas, shakes, malts, floats, and parfaits, and such beautiful ice cream pies.
My favorites are the malts.
Oh, yeah?
Malts.
I love malts,
Once you have malts, if you have the milkshake, I mean, they're tasty, but once you have a malt, it's like, I love the malt taste over a normal milkshake.
Yeah, yeah. As Ashley Rhodes, store manager, commented, once you've had Jarling's, it's a game changer. Ashley oversees the inventory, ordering, hiring, and operations of the Champagne store. Apart from her obvious professionalism and capability, which impressed me, it also matters to Ashley personally that Jarling's is wonderful for customers. She has fond memories of coming on weekends with her own grandmother and mother. She says that if people walk in having had a rough day, she wants them to walk out having a good one.
Hmm.
One of Ashley's working philosophies is to be invested in the success of the team reporting to her. I got the inside scoop from Ashley.
Pun intended. I caught it. Did you catch that, everyone?
You're so funny. The inside scoop. From Ashley, that key lime, I love key lime, will be an August week's special flavor. And because it's a favorite of mine, I was excited. Also, hold on to your hats, cold fudge will be featured as a flavor of the week at some point in August as well. Jarling's management likes to help nonprofits.
Woo, that's us.
And they're especially proud of their Employee Education Assistance Program, supporting employees to gain community and higher education. They also have various programs for nonprofit fundraisers.
And I'm looking into that. In fact, I hope to meet up with Tom or some of their staff to see if we'll have a Great News Radio Day at Jarling's.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That all out. Get you all to come out. And I think they like to do it on Mondays.
Yeah, they do.
But we'll try
End
to
of
work
summer
out
bang.
Something.
I would love that. The new owners have kept so much the same, and instead of changing things, have focused on how to better serve their customers, such as queuing the lines for customers' better convenience and adding a new drive-through menu board. Furthermore, they're now open all year round.
Yeah, that used to be a big thing.
Oh,
when is it going to open? When's it going to be open?
Is it closed?
Yeah. Did I miss out?
Yeah.
I have to wait months before I can have my ice cream again.
You know, they partly did that for their employees. It's really beautiful. I love it. Jarling's ships across the country to those wanting yet another taste of their great ice cream. The business is also part of the Grubhub network. Tom Siegel says he is grateful to be part of this long-standing tradition of serving up happiness to so many. He loves seeing kids running around with so much energy, enjoying their ice cream. Folks walking their dogs often stop in for some ice cream to take along on their walk. And yes, Jarling's kindly puts out a bowl of fresh water for the canines. Siegel enjoys seeing the vans of Senior Living Center residents pull up, get their walkers out, and come up as a group to the window. A wide range of ages come to Jarling's for a great experience. Jarling's is located at 309 West Kirby Avenue in Champaign, just a couple blocks down from beautiful Hessel Park, a great place to walk while enjoying ice cream. So, if some afternoon or evening you find yourself in the mood for a scoop of real, old-fashioned, creamy. It is truly flavor-filled ice cream. Just head on over. It's worth it.
And let's see, do we put an address? So we just say it's down from Hessel Park, right on Kirby Avenue?
Yeah, 309 West Kirby.
And for those of you in Urbana or further east, it's Florida Street, becomes Kirby as you get into Champaign.
And
right
if you're from out of town, Champaign, Urbana, just get on Kirby or Florida. It goes all the way across the whole expanse.
Wow. Yes, I wish I would have talked with them already. I'll probably make that appointment soon to see if we can have a Great News Radio Radio family gathering at Jarlene's in Champaign. Now, I think they work with the nonprofits where possibly 10 or 20% of the proceeds
20%.
Of that day, as long as the individual says, hey, I'm here because of Great News Radio.
It's 20%. That's
20%.
So generous.
Yes.
I know. You'll love Tom Siegel. He's such a nice guy.
Oh, we're going to have to work that out, everyone.
Yeah.
I know John Jennings will be the first in line.
Oh, I don't know. I may beat him.
Yeah, that's right.
I had one yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Jarlene's. It's a fixture. It's been around here for a long time.
You know, there are so many great ice cream places around this whole area, Indiana, Illinois, and I like so many different kinds of ice cream, and this is just one of the ones that is right up there with the best of them.
Yeah.
It's
well,
so great.
Their mentality, their operations, and like you said, they have that scholarship where they work with their employees.
They really do.
Somewhat like Chick-fil-A, where they really are invested in the community. Mm-hmm. And I like it where you mentioned, like, his wife's involved and they've worked together and it's a team.
Yeah, it was really, I couldn't put it all in, but it's so funny to hear her talk about the whole family. The daughter was the only one that had ever worked anywhere near ice cream. And they were really on the learning curve.
What
going
do they
up.
Call that? Where the children will lead them?
Exactly. But they worked hard to get it going.
Yeah, so that's right here in Champaign, Jarlene's Custard Cup. I'll probably announce in a week or two, I'll get with him and figure out a special day when we can all get together and meet up there and have a fun time.
Just, you could go any time of the day, you know?
Yes, yes.
And they'll, if you just say Great News Radio.
We'll tell you when to start saying Great News Radio, or you could say, if you stop in the coming days or the next few days, hey, you heard about Jarlene's Custard Cup over Great News Radio. And you want to test their variety and you know, let them know that we read their story.
Well, this is the week, I think. What is today, the 28th, that they are having the cold fudge ice cream with cold fudge on it? You can't beat that.
Well, like I said, I love the malts, and I like that waffle cone.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice and big, and then you just eat away at the waffle cone. Esther, for various reasons, likes it in a little cup, but that way there's less mess. And, you know,
that's great with kids.
Yeah, they have all the different ice cream. So did you get to sample any of the variety or flavors?
Oh, yeah, I did. And of course, we had a table of, you know, family and extended family. I mean, you know, Carrie's mother-in-law and that whole family, too. And so we all tasted each other's, too.
Good.
That was fun. Yeah. So when do we talk about the giveaway?
Not yet.
Okay. Let's talk about other things.
Yeah, we'll do the giveaway in just a few minutes. And you can probably guess what the
giveaway might be.
Maybe I'll talk about what the giveaway is, because some of you might have to run into work, but I still think it might be worth your while. In a few minutes here, we'll have a call-in for the first five people. Not yet. Don't call in
Don't call yet. Don't call yet.
But we have these little tokens. They're actually
wooden nickels.
Like wooden nickels.
That's what they're called.
And they're stamped with good for one dip regular cone.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have five of those to give away during the morning edition of Mark and Friends. And when we announce it, when to call in the evening, the same thing. It'll be at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be tonight. You can have another chance to call in.
First five callers.
So we'll do that in just one moment.
So if they can't get in the morning, they can call tonight.
Yeah.
Be one of the first five tonight.
Yeah, but only when we announce it, and we're not quite ready to do that.
We're not announcing it yet, huh? We're just talking about it.
I've got to get Bethany all ready. She needs time to get the phone lines. And what Bethany will basically do when we announce it's time to call in, don't call in yet, because people are already calling in yet. They just tuned in, and they just heard, call in for ice cream? Jarlene's, I'm there. I want it.
I'm on.
So there are. So basically, Bethany will answer by saying, Great News Radio, you're the first caller. Please give me your name and phone number, and I'll call you back. That way we can be more efficient.
Because
if you start talking, oh, I love the station, she doesn't have time for all
She'll miss out on the first next call.
Yeah, she'll call you back.
Get your address.
While she's trying to get your information, here's what's going to happen, because we have call waiting.
Oh, sure.
My number is 364, what?
What?
Yeah, because people are calling, so you might have to say it once or twice really quickly in between calls, but try to give her the number. If she says, what was that again? It's because maybe somebody else is calling, and then there's that little pause, so you can't hear. So,
right. How fun, Mark. Yeah. We're having a giveaway.
Yeah, we haven't done a giveaway in a long, long time.
I feel like I ought to think ahead, think of another one.
Yeah,
this is fun.
We'll work on some other giveaways. I know there's that new Culver's in town, and can't wait for Chick-fil-A to open up in town. And so
I could make a long long list of restaurants if you want me to.
Yeah, we're going to get some giveaways in the days ahead to reward you for listening to this, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And I still want to work out something with Casey's with pizzas.
I want you to.
The owner of the Casey's or the manager of the unit in East Urbana, he said, oh, I'll do something sometime. So it's just some more follow-up and working that out.
Well, I've had my heart set on pizza for tonight. So yeah. Why don't you get on that?
Pizza with a Jarlene's dessert, you know, to go.
So this edition of the Prime Life Times also has in it Joey Kroll's article, and it is phenomenal. We don't have time to read it now, but I did say when we were talking to Kathleen, I said, oh, I'll read Joey Kroll's article next time, and we didn't do it. So grab the paper if you can find one and read it, or go online, because his articles are always, they're very touching, they're very inspiring.
And they're also accessed online at primelifetimes.com. primelifetimes.com, and you'll see usually five or six featured stories that if you click on it, it takes you directly to the page, or if you scroll down, you can click on past editions or the current month, and you'll see all the pages, and you can just scroll through and read the stories and see the advertisers, and I don't know how they do the puzzle online. They would probably have to print that out. But anyways, well, if you've stayed with us this long, we want to reward the first five, so those of you that want to call now.
Who are you going to say now?
217. It's now.
It's now.
Call
okay.
now. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. And the first five callers. So, you know, it might take a little while because while Bethany's getting the information, somebody's calling in and then somebody else is calling
in. Don't give up.
Yeah, so don't give up. And
I wanted to say now, so I'm going to say now too. Now.
No, call now. Call right now. 217-367-7777. And when this re-airs in the evening,
call
at this
again.
Point in the program, you have a chance to win one of these tokens
Wooden
for
nickels.
One cup or cone, one dip of regular
dip
ice cream. So,
free.
Hey, all right, that's a first of maybe many future call-ins.
I'm on it.
We might be back to call-ins once in a while. So, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. As this is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.